Blake Barnett, welcome to Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well.
Thank you very much.
Just a couple of days away from making the destination, Tuscaloosa, Alabama. What's on your mind as you get a little bit closer to that date?
Well, you know, a lot's been going on recently with the season ending up, and then tomorrow's my last day of high school, so it's kind of a bittersweet moment just because I got to say goodbye to all my family and friends coming up here real soon, but on to some big things. Hopefully in the future I have the Under Armour game in January, and then I'm flying directly from there to Alabama, so a lot's going on these next couple weeks, but I'm really looking forward to it.
Blake, you're one of those guys that we see you tweeting out and different photos and stuff, making the decision to attend the University of Alabama as a verbal commitment that'll be enrolling here in January. Something tells me at your high school you've increased the number of Alabama fans. Have you got any on the Saban ship so far?
Oh, absolutely. Quite a bunch of guys on my team and my close friends, you know, we all have to support. They get their sweatshirts and the T-shirts out, and they wear them to school. So even got some teachers on board. So it's nice to get the train rolling.
Let me go to Lane Kiffin's offense for a couple of minutes. Do you like what you see and what he was able to do in 2014? I know it's not finished yet, but just judging from how he was able to use the quarterback, the wide receivers, that has to be appealing for a quarterback that's your style.
Oh, absolutely. I think Coach Kiffin does a great job of getting the ball in the playmaker's hands, and that's a key thing, especially when you're playing high competition every week. You give the best players a ball, and they make stuff happen. Obviously, Alabama has the tools for a very successful offense, and I think they proved that this year.
Let's go to Lane Kiffin for a couple of minutes. We don't ever get a chance to talk to Lane Kiffin. He doesn't talk to the media just a couple of times a year, media day. We'll talk to him at the bowl preparations coming up in New Orleans. But as a guy that has got to know him, describe your relationship with Lane Kiffin.
Oh, it's very good. I get along with Coach Kiffin very well. He's got a pretty good sense of humor. He's very, very intelligent. And I think I'll be able to learn a lot of things from him in the next, hopefully, couple of years.
Looking at Coach Saban, when you started evaluating programs and you made that decision back in June when you committed to the University of Alabama on the 18th day of June of 2014, you made that decision. What went into the process when you started looking and saying, okay, this is where I fit into the Nick Saban system? Talk about that decision and the evaluation process when you laid all the schools out and started comparing them to what Alabama had to offer.
Well, you know, the biggest thing that I was really looking for in a school was the place that would develop me best, and not just specifically for football, but as a person and as a student as well. So Alabama seemed like a great fit. Obviously, they have an outstanding football program. They have a great head coach. They're very good at the major that I've selected, and I think Coach Saban has done a great job of developing these players into great people as well. So it seemed like a perfect fit for me, and I couldn't be happier.
Blake Barnett, right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. How many games did you make this year?
Four.
And it was some. I'm sure it was some of the bigger games that the atmosphere inside Bryant-Denny Stadium was very impressive this year. I've been covering Alabama games for a number of years, but there was times that Bryant-Denny Stadium was just rocking. I don't know if you had a chance to experience those games or what games you were here, but it was an amazing atmosphere, and I'm sure you feel the same way.
Oh, absolutely! It was a big eye opener compared to some of the football that's played out in the West Coast. So. It was really exciting to go out there and get the games and see the atmosphere with the players and especially the fans around the town and in the stadium.
Blake, you continue to grow as a quarterback. You continue to develop your skills. And we had Bruce Feldman on. It was a couple of months ago when the book was released. And he was one of the names that I believe he brought you up, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong. But he talked about the development of the quarterback. Talk about the hours that you're putting in to become a better quarterback, because it takes so much time off the field. well, not off the field, but on the field, in individual drills, working on mechanics and working on the fundamentals of being a quarterback, especially at this level. Talk about off the competition field, not on a Friday night, but the work that you put in of being a quarterback and your future here in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, it's a tremendous amount of work. Obviously, you have the routine practices and lifts with your team itself, but if you're doing that nowadays and that only, you're not doing what it takes to get to the next level or get you where you want to be. I train most of the time in Arizona in the off season with my quarterback coach, Dennis Kyle, out there. He's trained Kyle Allen, who plays at A&M, and Luke Revenza, who goes to Cal, but I get to go out there as much as I can and get to work out at least 2 to 3 times a day, throwing and lifting and working out as well. I got to do speed training a lot out here with a personal trainer and got to work on speed and explosion and all that stuff is alongside of the stereotypical workouts, which are 4 to 5 times or 5 days a week at school. So all that kind of piles up on each other, and it makes me pretty busy, which is stressful, but it's a good thing too. So I know where I want to be with football, and obviously the hard work that comes along with it is what's going to get me there.
Blake, did I have that correct? And don't, you know, feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, but did Bruce Feldman, when he wrote that book, I'm almost certain that he mentioned your name as one of those quarterbacks that, you know, he'd spoken to as far as the growth of the quarterback position. Am I correct on saying that?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure, because he put out a book of talking about the development of the quarterback and the work that is invested. Let me ask you this final couple of questions here. What's the plan? You're going to go through spring practice. Is there been a plan that you will continue that throughout the summer, or is this something that ceases once you arrive here in Tuscaloosa?
As far as going to Arizona to train?
Right, with your quarterback coach.
Well, when I come out, the small amount of times that I have come back to California, it'd be nice to get out there as much as I can. And if that's not the case, it's possible for him to fly up there. Obviously, a college athlete's schedule isn't as accessible as high school athletes would be, but I want to try to get as much to work in outside of the program as I can just to better myself and to prepare for hopefully playing at the next level.
The Elite 11 MVP, the Under Armour All-American there. That game's coming up, as you mentioned. Blake Barnett inside the game. What are you going to major in here at the University of Alabama? What's your plans as far as the academic side?
Communications, broadcasting specifically.
Be a lot of fun. Hey, listen, broadcasting on the sports side, you get that degree. Obviously, I know you've got plans of continuing to develop as a quarterback, but as I always like to say, you don't have to work a day in your life because you have fun every single day. So communications is a lot of fun. It's fun to be a part of the sports atmosphere, and I know that will be a rewarding discipline for you as well. Blake Barnett, best of luck to you there in the Under Armour All-American game. I appreciate you giving us some time here in Tuscaloosa. We're looking forward from one transition from a Blake to another Blake. Blake Barnett arriving here for the winter semester, going through those 15 days of practice. Have fun there at the Under Armour game, and we'll see you in Tuscaloosa very, very soon.
Thank you very much. Roll Tide.